wins by dialing in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site. All you have to do is head over there and submit stuff to it. So you find something online you think is interesting, you want to share with our listeners, just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested. The most voted up, make it to the front page in the top of the site. So head over, get interactive. It's all free, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, we can talk about illegal, so-called illegal immigrants, and some of them are having the courage to speak out and out themselves publicly to make a statement. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that. But, of course, your calls come first. So let's go to Brian, listening in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark.
Hey, guys, can I share my Star Spangled Banner parody with you guys?
Okay, are you going to sing for us?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of going to read it like a poem because I don't sing very well, but here we go.
All right.
Oh, say, can you see all the mass murdered and tortured bodies, which so proudly they slaughtered while worshiping their flag? An orphan cries as she watches her family die. The bombs bursting in air, vaporizing children, but they don't care. Thank you.
Wow. Does it actually go to the tune if you were to have sung it? Because it's hard to really tell from the way you spoke it.
Yeah, you kind of, you can go to the tune.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know. It's definitely, a shocker, I mean, when you hear that. But that's really what's, happening when bombs are exploding in neighborhoods and things like that.
You know, when I'm reading this article here of the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans against the war here giving back their medals, throwing their medals back at NATO, I think that it's timely. At the same time, I think that, people have these kind of religious thoughts surrounding things like the Star-Spangled Banner, the Pledge of Allegiance, America the Beautiful, these kind of songs and poems or whatever they might be, these prose. And so, I wonder whether you can, whether you're getting across your message, in the best way to the people who might want to hear it, because it doesn't seem like it doesn't seem very convincing in the sense that the person who might hear it already is convinced, and the people that would not be able to, because this is sort of this meaningful song to them, it might not be convincing because it's that song.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy at work today, and I said, I was talking about that movie Battleship, and I was like, that probably brings back some, flag worshiping memories, because he was in the Navy and stuff, and he was like, a little bit offended. And I asked him if he'd like to hear my Star Spangled Banner parody, and he said no. He didn't even want to even hear it at all. So, and I respected that. So,
well, different types of of media have better and worse audiences that can receive it, right? I mean, so for instance, when you're creating media that is of a liberty mindset, some people just aren't going to dig it. And so, if, for instance, Derek J was telling us the other day, or I think he was telling me, that he was having a conversation with one of the guys in the jail, Sergeant Trumby, who is one of the corrections officers in there, one of the nicer jail guards that I had some conversations with while I was on the inside. And Trumby, he's always got something to say because he reads freekeen.com like a lot of the government guys do around here. And so he always had something to say about the blog site and his thoughts about it. And his comment was, he liked a lot of what Derek did up until the crossing guard video. And the crossing guard video was, really bad in his mind. But other people see the crossing guard video and they think it's hilarious. So it just depends.
The little old lady could do no wrong, right? Why is that? That Derek's automatically the victimizer of that scenario.
For those that don't know, the situation is we were outside of the local middle school doing some school outreach, and there's this grumpy old lady crossing guard who Derek said hello to on video, and she turns around, yells at him, and starts coming after him and literally assaults him.
Swats him.
plenty of people blamed Derek and made him out to be the bad guy in that situation.
How dare you pick on an old lady?
Yeah.
She started it.
And we had no idea that was going to happen before the video was posted. We had no idea it was going to be one of the most controversial activism instances within the last 6 months. But yet, that's the way it played out. So sometimes, Mark, like, you can... In advance, like, you know, some people are going to be offended by
right.
That
there was
song.
The flag burning incident. Somebody did, you know, they're long gone, and like so many of the activists here, long gone now. But they decided that burning a flag would be the very best way that they could, you know, do their activism. And like, you know, that there's no point in this. And then you and, you know, several other activists milled about them with cameras as though they were he was some kind of a celebrity and gave, you know, credence to this kind of nonsense in the first place. But no,
I thought it was a good protest. I mean, he was burning three flags. He burned the UN flag, he burned the US flag, and he burned the New Hampshire flag.
Did anybody talk about those other two flags?
Did anyone talk about it?
Yeah,
I thought he gave a reason for burning them all while he burned them.
Absolutely.
Nobody cares about the reason that you do it when you burn an American flag.
Well, true, but I mean, that goes back to the other conversation.
Agreed.
With the caller. Yeah.
I don't disagree with this.
All right. Because of the church-like mentality to it, like religion, you know, like, you know, government is the most worshipped thing on the planet.
As far as I'm concerned,
whatever government it is.
Flags are banners of war, and they're really not much else than that. So
they're icons of the state, just like the cross with Jesus hanging off it is an icon of Christianity.
In fact, the United States flag, there is a sort of civil flag of the United States as opposed to the military flag, and it is different. But the flag that you see is the military flag. It's the only one we've ever seen in my lifetime, but there's this other flag on the internet, as I understand it, that is the civil flag.
Isn't that one a BS? Isn't that one nonsense?
Is it? I don't know. I mean, I've heard that it was flown on boats and stuff like that, but I mean, how would I know?
Brian, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, you know that song you guys sang that says Shut Up or Die?
Oh, the police, drug war cops are raiding the school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of criticize a little bit. Don't take offense, but maybe you could like reword it to where you're not seeming like a threatening person saying to, you know, shut up or die. And maybe you could be like, they say shut up or die. You know, kind of like how when we say we're bombing them, and then it's like, no, it's they are bombing them. I don't know, like the people that you're trying to, you know, talk to or whatever might take it out of context and think, you know, you guys are aggressive people,
yeah,
right?
I can see where you're coming from, but I've never experienced that, and I've sung that song many times and handed out the lyrics to a lot of people, and no one's ever given me that that feedback. But I appreciate it, and if you want to change the lyrics when you sing it, you're certainly welcome to do so, Brian. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you don't know what he's talking about, you can go to freekeen.com, click over on the tools section, and that's where you will find, when you click tools, it'll come up with a list of different things. The Chronic Christmas Carols is what you want to look for. He's referring to the third song on the song sheet, Drug War Cops Are Raiding the School. I mean, it's pretty clear that the song is about drug war cops and the things that they are doing to people.
But his claim is that people often don't listen until the, you know, the hook comes in or whatever. You know, that they'll just be listening, you know, whatever. There's people singing, and then suddenly all they hear is, what is it, Shut Up or Die?
The lyrics are, the dog's on alert, the taser's on high, line up in the hall and shut up or die, drug war cops are raiding the school. I mean, can you make it any more obvious that you're talking about the cops?
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry.
It's clear to me, but...
Yeah. If you can't get it from that, I don't know what else you can do.
He could always start his own Chronic Christmas Caroling in his area.
That's what I said. Change the lyrics all you want, man. So there you go. You can go and download those lyrics over at the tools section of freekeen.com. It's a great little 8.5 by 11 sheet. It's kind of decked out in Christmassy because they're all classic Christmas carols that have been redone to be anti-drug war fun songs. These songs are fun. People know they're fun. They're not taking them serious. I mean, it's obviously addressing a serious issue in that these drug war cops are very intimidating. They're scary. They hurt people. But we're having fun with it. And that fun atmosphere comes out when you sing the song. It's just, nobody's ever been confused by it. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And I don't think anyone's ever felt threatened by the Shire Choir singing a fun song. Just my experience. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrake? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line joining you tonight here. It's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got all kinds of stuff that you can interact with, like our listening options. Live streams are available to you. we have the broadband, the midband, and narrowband streams. So you can tune into different bitrate versions of the show. And there was some confusion that I guess some listeners were having regarding what I mean when I say live streams. A live stream is something that you tune into at any time. You don't really exactly know what you're going to be hearing. Usually when you turn into a live stream, for instance, if you randomly listen to our live streams, it's going to be the last episode of Free Talk Live. But unless you happen to know exactly when you're tuning in and what was on, you're not going to know exactly what we're talking about. So it's just constantly rolling. So whenever you listen to a live stream, unless you listen at the right time to hear the beginning of the show, then you will listen. You'll be listening in at the middle of some point within the show, typically when you tune into a live stream. Unless, for instance, like after Free Talk Live is over, after our live show is done tonight, if you listen at 10 Eastern time after the news, you'll hear the beginning of tonight's show. Does that make any sense?
Doesn't it start every 3 hours, though? Like
yeah, every 3 hours, okay. Right. But unless you're paying close attention to what time you're tuning in, you're not going to know what you're
doing. You just tune in whenever you tune in, and there it is.
Whereas when you download a podcast, you're getting the full show in an MP3 form. You can start that show every time from the beginning. You can pick up that show wherever you left off. You can press pause. You paused it at 40 minutes in. You can pick up at 40 minutes in. So when you're listening to a live stream, you don't have the ability usually to pause and do those things. I guess there's some software that will allow you to pause live streams, but typically that's not something that you can do. So when you listen to our live streams, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing us spitting the show out at you constantly 24 hours a day, whereas if you download an archive, you're listening on your terms. So we offer the show in both ways. You can get however it is that works best for you. And you can listen over at listen.freetalklive.com to our live streams. You can get information about our radio stations there, over 100 of them that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio and the free-to-air KU band channel. Our listening listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, and then you'll be listening into our live streams in that way as well. So lots of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, plus the archives, which go back to 2006. All of it is over at listen.freetalklive.com. And if you are a webmaster, a blogger, and you want to add a forum to your website, but you don't want to compromise the privacy of your users, anonymity is important, consider plainboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. Free to use, anonymous message boards for anybody who wants one. That could be you going to plainboards.com now and then typing in the name of the board that you want to create, and it's there. There's no installation process. There's no hassle. You don't have to log in. You don't have to give them any identifying information. You can go and just create a message board and then use it for whatever purpose you like over at plainboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, boards.com. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. According to the Associated Press, as reported by the Washington Post, she was tiny and trembling and looked so very vulnerable, barely 15, having already experienced a lifetime of hardships since losing her mother at age 5 and crossing the desert with her father. She clutched a microphone for a crowd in New York's Union Square. "My name is Diana," she said. "I am undocumented and unafraid." With those words last March, another young woman stepped out of the shadows. It began several years ago, tentatively, almost furtively, with a few small rallies and a few provocative T-shirts. In the past 2 years, it has grown into a full-fledged movement.
Yeah, I remember those rallies. It was a few years ago. I went to one in Sarasota, Florida for, sort of a rally for, I guess it was undocumented workers or something like that. And it was very interesting. A lot of people were, it was a general strike. They were saying, "We're not going to go to work today," or whatever.
To show how important it is that immigrants are working,
yeah,
right?
And people that agreed with them, and so it was interesting. I didn't take off work that day, but I did go to the rally. So.
In the past 2 years, it has grown into a full-fledged movement, emboldening thousands of young people, terrifying their parents, and unsettling authorities, unsure of how to respond. And my web browser has just crashed. Okay, it's back. From California to Georgia to New York, and it has crashed again. This is not looking good.
So this isn't any huge crime. Most people talk about them illegals as though it's just terrible, terrible thing. This is a misdemeanor charge. You're not talking about any big thing. Oftentimes, people will be kicked out of the country in conjunction with breaking the law with a felony or something like that, but just coming out and saying, I'm undocumented, unless they come after you, often won't result in anything. You know, the government doesn't like their idea. It doesn't like coming in on your going after you on your terms. They want to go after you on their terms.
So, Cross,
I guess I thought that it was always, if you were illegal and caught, you were sent out, but that seems not to be the case. Like, you could be caught and then maybe just fined, or I know, I figured they didn't actively seek it because, of course, the government complains about immigration and that causing all these issues, but they really don't care or stop it or whatever. But
sometimes they do. Sometimes they go into workplaces, raid these workplaces, and then round up those
Well, that
folks.
Makes sense because it's a target. Like that's making a statement. That's just like, hey, look, we're working on this immigration mm-hmm. problem. But really, if somebody would come out, like it's not like regular cops that are patrolling around that are just doing immigration
that's
stuff.
That's true.
So.
I do have the piece back here from the Washington Post. From California to Georgia to New York, children of families who live here illegally are coming out, marching behind banners that say undocumented and unafraid, staging sit-ins at federal offices, and getting arrested in the most defiant ways. In front of the Alabama Capitol, outside federal immigration courts and detention centers, in Maricopa County, Arizona, home
wow.
of the sworn enemy of
now
illegal
that's
immigrants,
brave.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio, in outing their families as well as themselves, they know the risk of being deported. But as states pass ever more stringent anti-illegal immigration laws and critics denounce their parents as criminals, these young people say they have no choice. Even critics who are sympathetic to their cause say that federal government has failed to secure the U.S. borders and that it's too costly to provide schooling, hospital care, and other public services to non-citizens. Offering a path to citizenship for those brought into the country illegally as children, they say, simply rewards the parents' lawbreaking. Still, more young people are publicly coming out and asserting their right to stay. They include Mandeep Shalhal, a 21-year-old medical student who came to California from India when she was six. Cesar Andrade, a 19-year-old student and tennis coach in New York City who came from Ecuador when he was eight. And Jaira Avila, a feisty 16-year-old from Florence, Kentucky, whose Mexican parents considered putting her up for adoption so she could become legal.
Wow.
They are American in every way except on paper, they say. Why should they be branded, judged, and punished? Says Angie Rivera, a 21-year-old New Yorker, coming out was like a weight was lifted. She was born in Colombia and came here with her mother when she was three. She said it was liberating. I wasn't lying about my life anymore. While Rivera was growing up in Queens, her mother told her to trust no one, to stay away from people in authority, to never mention her immigration status. But it wasn't until Rivera started looking for jobs and applying to college that she fully understood how different she was. She couldn't work without a social security number. And as a non-citizen, she wasn't eligible for financial aid despite top grades. She struggled to find scholarships and grants, winning one with a poignant poem about her dilemma titled Unidentified Identity. And the news piece here over at the Washington Post continues. We'll give you a little bit more about it here in a moment. 855-450-FREEZE. These are great stories about people who are productive. They are people who, they're plugged into the workplace, into the world, into, you know, their communities, and they're coming out there, and this is so brave of them to do. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts on immigration or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough.
Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We are sharing with you some news about people coming out of the closet. Not as gay folks, but as immigrants, and we'll continue that here in moments.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, you don't have to sign any contracts or abide by any terms of service. You can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world, no fees, no chargebacks. You don't need permission from any bank or governmental agency or corporation to do it. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can get your Bitcoins with cash. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com and follow the instructions there. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. The news is from WashingtonPost.com about young immigrants who were brought here perhaps by their parents when they were fairly young, and therefore they're technically illegal. And, of course, a lot of people get very upset about the idea, they're not following the law, you're criminals. Well, I say that people who want to come make a better life for themselves should be able to do that without having to beg any bureaucrat's permission or pay any kind of fees or fines or have to fill out a bunch of paperwork. I mean, to me, if we're going to be calling this a free country, then well, it should look like a free country.
But they go to the schools and they use the roads and they do all this stuff I have to pay for, though, Ian. What am I supposed to do?
Because there would be more roads built. There would be fewer roads built if the illegal immigrants.
And there would be more teachers for my children.
Right. You know, I think there's an argument to be had when it comes to public school. However, my question to you would be this is, look, the public schools are there already. Do you want to? And the government at this point is completely powerless to stop these people from coming. We have evidence because the people have come. Do you want them to be uneducated? Is that what you really want? Now, maybe this would be the best thing in the world for illegal or immigrants or undocumented workers or whatever term you wish to use. Maybe this would be the best thing in the world for them because they'll get a better education by having to pay for one. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer. But I know that certainly these people should be allowed to provide them with education. Now, I get why people don't want to provide welfare and all these other things for them, and I understand that. And it seems to me if you just provided them with work visas as opposed to citizenship, I mean, they're always talking about this path to citizenship. Pass out work visas to these people. They won't be able to vote. If the complaint is voting, fine. Let them work. Let them build a better
nation. There's always some sort of complaint. Even if you could get somebody to agree, well, yeah, I don't agree with welfare, so let's not have welfare. Take that off the table, because I don't think anybody in this studio agrees with government welfare. And that's, of course, a big attraction for some of the more undesirable types of people that might come here from elsewhere. But most people, as you pointed out, Mark, most people that immigrate here are just looking for a better life. They are working, and a lot of them are working very, very hard at making a better life.
Yeah, that was my point with it, is that when you really sit down and talk to somebody who's like anti-immigration, their problem isn't with an individual moving from one place to another. Most people, even the ones who are anti-immigration, are acceptable of that. They're mad that they're not only leeching off this social system, you know, what we call welfare, public schooling and stuff, but they're also like taking these jobs. And
it's the jobs. The jobs thing's a big one.
Well, that's a big one. But, you know, to me, it's stop the carrot. You got to remove the carrot from the person's face. And so the free schooling, the free social programs, the welfare, that attracts quote unquote bad immigrants or bad movers, and that want to come and sit on their couch and take advantage of a system that is able to be taken advantage of.
But even if you do remove that carrot, the jobs objection will still exist, in that people don't understand the economics of it, in my opinion, that people coming here and taking jobs doesn't remove jobs. It actually just, you know, they take jobs in many cases that nobody around here wants. And if you don't, a lot of people say, well, that's not true. Oh, yeah? Well, there's plenty of proof of this. All you have to do is go and look in Georgia. It was last year, a couple of years ago. Again, Alabama, where they made these crackdown laws that are similar to Arizona's laws. They came up with these local state crackdown laws on immigration, and these immigrants were just like, screw it, we're out of here. So they went elsewhere and left all these farm jobs open. So all of a sudden, these farmers have food rotting on the vine because they can't find anybody to take these jobs. They actually gave the jobs to the probation guys on probation.
Contracted with the state in order to get probationers to do the jobs, and the probationers were going out there and saying, I'm not doing this. Take me back to prison. I mean,
that's the hard thing for people to understand, is that in the carrot analogy I just gave, when you're talking about the public school and the welfare, the carrot can be seen very clearly or bright orange. But when you say, hey, as the government causes the problem for the welfare state in its existence, and that's why it's here, so that's the cause, it's the same with your job. The government has most likely done two things. One, inflated a man's wage to be higher than what they would ever thought or the market would demand it be, you know, and two, has given them some sort, you know, Americans have some sort of like entitlement. I've heard so many people say, I will not work for under $25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, there are times like I would do whatever it takes or a job. Like,
gotta pay the bills, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't see immigration as stealing jobs, but correcting the market.
Well, right, and that's one of the things that these guys don't like. The people that want to stop immigration are essentially, a lot of them are protectionists. They don't like that somebody's coming here and outworking them. They don't like somebody coming here not only outworking them, but also doing more work for less money.
Right.
They don't like that. And, you know, it's good for them when people are competing in the industries in which they need to buy things from, because it brings prices down. But when someone comes into their business and competes with them, then all of a sudden it's a big problem.
Yeah. When it starts doubling the price of just about everything you buy in the grocery store, that's going to be a big issue.
You mean when groceries are being, or then when produce is being picked by a bunch of people that want to get paid real, real well?
You've seen the internet meme, you know, the little white family sitting around the table says, thank you, Jesus, for this food. And then it's a, beneath it is a Mexican guy named Jesus with a cowboy hat on and says, de nada.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because the fact is, you know, if you're an internet, an immigration, you know, crazy out there that just believes, you know, shut down the borders. Only people that legally come here and fill out the reams and reams of papers and pay the tens of thousands of dollars deserve to be American.
Right, because those guys are going to want to go and work in the field, right?
Make sure that you're not eating any food or using any, items that have been produced in other countries or in this one by illegal labor.
Yeah,
and then
good
you'll
luck.
See just how short your dollar goes and how difficult it is to buy that way.
So we're talking about these immigrants, younger, most of them very young, coming out and publicly admitting that they are so-called illegals. The story is very detailed over at WashingtonPost.com. We're not going to have time to get through all of it here, but just to give you some of their stories, they're pretty interesting. So one of them is Angie Rivera, 21-year-old New Yorker, born in Colombia, came with her mom when she was three. She came out and said it was liberating, having to no longer have to lie about her life. She would look at her three younger siblings, all citizens, because they were born here, and weep. Unlike her, they didn't have to worry about college, jobs, driving, traveling, planning a future. Rivera is active in the New York State Youth Leadership Council, which offers training sessions on coming out, lobbies lawmakers in Albany, and has an impressive website packed with information and practical advice for these youths on everything from healthcare and college applications to dating. It's one of many such organizations that have sprung up across the country focused on helping youth, fighting deportations, and educating the public about the kind of stateless limbo in which they feel trapped. Oh, my God, what are you doing? Are you trying to get us deported? Rivera's mother cried after her daughter marched outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in downtown New York in 2010. Rivera was scared, too, but like others, she has found comfort in community and safety in numbers. Yeah, see, we've been saying for a long time that numbers make a difference when you're doing activism. And these people are dealing with some pretty high stakes. You know, it's a big deal to go out and sing Shire Choir songs out in front of the liquor store?
Big stakes.
These people are really putting it on the line. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about coming out as a so-called illegal immigrant here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control as well in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are up next.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Here tonight is Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo's here courtesy of his site, copblock.org. Copblock.org. Go there and learn more about police accountability and how to do it with your video camera. Some great examples of people standing up to the so-called authorities. It's good stuff. Copblock.org, 855-453 allows you to take control of the airwaves here tonight. We're sharing with you news over at the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, about people coming out of the closet regarding being so-called illegal immigrants. Most of them are younger people in their 20s or their teens who were brought here at a young age by their parents, and as a result of that are in this kind of legal limbo land where they, you know, they're technically not legal by the government's, the federal government's arbitrary laws, and that makes life pretty difficult, you know, when you've got to basically hide in the shadows. And these folks are coming out, and they're making statements publicly, and they're doing it in some cases out in front of the immigration offices. And in other cases, they're getting arrested for it. So it's a pretty risky activity. It's pretty brave of these guys to do this.
Kind of reminds you of the folks who burnt their Social Security cards, you know, outside of Social Security offices or in mass groups. Didn't they do that in, like, the, where was it, the draft cards.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Although, I mean, ultimately, the worst case scenario could be you're getting kicked out of this, you know, this plot of land.
Oh, right, and like in this young lady's example, like ripped from her family. You know, she's got siblings who are citizens,
yep, right?
For whatever.
Her mother also. I mean, you know, this is a really, really scary thing because you're not just doing the activism for yourself.
You're outing
it for
someone
your family
else
too.
Yeah. So she's outed herself and found comfort in the community and safety in numbers, along with a growing sense of a need to take bigger risks in order to force change. And so they're escalating their protests, testing the Obama administration's professed new policy of prosecutorial discretion designed to focus on the deportation of known criminals, not students or immigrants with no criminal record. Mohammed Abdallah says, when we challenge the system doesn't know what to do with us. He's a member of the National Immigrant Youth Alliance, who has traveled around the country organizing some of the boldest protests to date. He's 26 years old and came from Iran at the age of 3, grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and has a powerful personal story. As a gay man, he cannot return to a country where homosexuality is a crime, punishable by imprisonment or even death.
Right.
A fact that he says he uses to good effect whenever he's threatened with deportation. Today, Abdullah laughs when he recalls the early days of the movement in 2006 and 07 and the furtive online conversations with other anonymous youth, afraid that if their identity was exposed, immigration agents would come crashing through their doors. He says, I was scared to use my real name, even in emails. Back then, the movement was focused mainly on the DREAM Act, which would be allow a path to citizenship for some who graduated from high school and spent 2 years in college or the military. The act has failed several times. Disgusted by its failure in 2007, he and others decided it was time for more radical action. They organized small coming-out events in safe areas like college campuses. The first big Coming Out of the Shadows rally was in Chicago back in March of 2010. The movement quickly gathered strength, with young people actively fighting and publicizing deportation cases, organizing annual coming-out rallies across the country, and taking cues from the civil rights movement, getting arrested for acts of civil disobedience. Abdullahi's first arrest came in May of 2010 at the Tucson, Arizona office of Republican Senator John McCain. Abdullahi and 4 other student activists dressed in royal blue graduation gowns and caps sat down in the reception area under an American flag and refused to leave. It was the movement's first act of civil disobedience. McCain, who sponsored the DREAM Act in 2007, angered these activists by backing off during the 2008 election, saying he would not support it without tighter border controls. Abdullahi spent the night in the Pima County Jail before being transferred to an ICE processing facility. There, he says he was locked in a room with about 20 men who had been rounded up in an ICE raid. They were shackled and led to a van to be driven to the border and deported. The privileged undocumented students, he says, were freed. According to the story here, it was a lesson the movement took to heart over and over when these young activists band together with lawyers lined up and plenty of media coverage. They're let go. They're winning some powerful support. There's now a well-connected network of immigration lawyers, educators, and other professionals offering their services for free. And last summer at a boisterous coming-out rally in Atlanta, civil rights veteran Representative John Lewis of Georgia chanted undocumented and unafraid and told a cheering throng of young people that he was prepared to get arrested with them. I don't know if he actually did, but he said he was prepared to. All the jails of Georgia, the jails of America, are not large enough to hold all of us, he said. Of course, he's absolutely right about that.
That's what we've been saying for a while, right?
Right. Of course, we can't really get a bunch of lawyers to back us up on the activism we're doing.
You people might as well be radioactive as far as lawyers seem to be concerned.
Although I think a lot of us can do fairly well just representing ourselves. I mean,
you've gotten lucky. I hope that it I hope it continues.
It's going to have to continue. I got two more tries at it.
Frankly, here in New Hampshire, you know, there's been a lot of misses.
But still, I think the videos do well and you give people inspire people to do such other things. But I don't want to kill any story here.
Regardless of the policy change, even critics acknowledge it's simply not feasible to deport all of these youths. According to the Nonpartisan Immigration Council, American Immigration Council, an estimated 2.1 million young people might qualify for legal status under the DREAM Act. About 65,000 such students graduate from American high schools every single year.
Well, now this makes more sense, though. Their numbers are a lot larger than ours.
That's true.
That's a lot. That's a big difference.
But how many of them are coming out, right? Like, the question is, how many of them are at these rallies? What are the sizes? They're much larger likely than what we're doing here in...
Right, it's behind the scenes. I'm saying if they had the same number of public or active people, as they're referred to commonly, as I hate these terms, but this movement, then... you know, they have a lot more people in the background. 65 million, you said, or something?
Well, it was 65,000 graduate every single year from American high schools. Well,
I can't remember what the statistics were.
And those are only the ones that qualify for legal status under this DREAM Act. There are more of them that are...
Right. I can't remember what it was. It seems like I'm remembering that there was some poll done that, you know, would you describe yourself as fiscally conservative and socially liberal? Mm-hmm. And the number was like
16%.
Was it 16%? I think that's if you use the term libertarian
okay,
attached
maybe.
To it. And then it jumps way up if you do it. You know, it was just who thinks that the government's too big, about the right size, or too small? And I think the too big came in at 60%. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to remember these statistics. statistics off the top of my head. So, you know, if you want numbers, I got numbers for you. 60% of the United States thinks the government's too big.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at all the people at Ron Paul rallies, for instance. There's plenty of people out there that agree with the ideas that we're talking about on the airwaves on this show every single night. But how many of them are willing to do what these folks are willing to do and stand up in front of the enforcers and say, hey, this is a law I'm breaking. What are you going to do about it? There just aren't enough of them. But when you do get enough of them together, it makes a difference. And that's what these guys are effectively pointing out here. You get enough folks together, you create a movement, and there's excitement, and then the lawyers want to show up, and you know, because they're going to get their names in lights and you know make themselves look good for helping these guys out. We need the numbers.
That's basically what it comes down to. But I mean, at some point, people have to make the choice, right? I mean, the propaganda that's legal or illegal, I don't know, whatever the government's saying now from the beginning of the show, but that seems to be more effective, that the people, they're scared to sit there, and so we need the base support. I think the numbers that are, like, bringing information and being active is good as far as this movement is concerned. Mm-hmm. It's the behind-the-scenes support that I think they have, which is, you know, folks willing to network with one another, hide one another, be attorneys, be propagandists themselves on certain things is where we lack.
Well, and hopefully those things will change as more people get involved. Of course, we're when we say our movement, we're talking about the Liberty Movement, but specifically the more kind of Free State Project arm of it, where the idea is to bring people together who love the ideas of freedom, all move to the same place, New Hampshire's, where the Free State Project is chosen, and to get active. And we've seen example after example where when you've got numbers, the police and the government guys behave in a completely different manner than they would otherwise. When you outnumber them is usually the tipping point. Sometimes they still will make an arrest or two if they're outnumbered, but usually it doesn't end up panning out into much. So as a great example, of course, is the 420 celebrations, the epic 420 celebrations here in Keene back in 2009. I mean, there were literally over 100 people at Keene Central Square, and that's not a very big place, so 100 people is pretty a lot of people for the Central Square. They made one arrest one day. 50 people walked down to the police department, sat around in a circle out back, smoked pot right outside the police department. They didn't do anything then.
Well, then you guys smoked in the lobby.
Then the next day, the cops came back and made a second arrest at the next 420, which was happening daily. And then another 50 people walked down to the police department, walked into the lobby of the police department, proceeded to hotbox the lobby and smoke pot in the lobby of the police department. After that, we didn't see the police again for over a couple of years in that part.
Maybe one thing for this is, you know, the immigration is very good activism, and it's a good thing, but I guess maybe we could all more focus on, like, strike the root activism. I think, you know, the Greenpeace, the Save the Whales, the immigrations, we all have the same goal, which is probably to end the government and achieve all our things. If maybe we could network it from that angle, we'd be better off.
All right, so if you want to see the full story, you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. I'll link to the full Washington Post piece. There's a lot more to it. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.